AKA, say it with me now,
Harry Potter.
I can tell, and you can tell by those extra voices that actually said it with me, movie review time. So to my right, I have
Marcus.
To my other right,
Wally.
And to the far, far right, we have another guest,
Allie.
So we went and saw Shazam 2, but in order to prep for Shazam 2, we went and rewatched Shazam 1. So Remy, what was your favorite part of Shazam 1? Actually, no, don't even tell me your favorite part. Give me a quick recap of what happens in the movie.
So my favorite part was when they fighted the Watchstone monsters. And my second favorite part was when the little kid, and he blew up. It was my also favorite part was when his other eye got blue.
When the bad guy got the blue eye. All right, Marcus, give us a recap of Shazam 1 so we can jump into Shazam 2.
Okay. So there is this little boy. He got teleported into a lair from a wizard.
What's his name?
I actually don't know his name.
Billy Batson.
Oh, I thought we were doing the villain first.
Oh, okay, you're going through the villain.
Yeah.
Okay, so the villain was transported into
a wizard's lair. His name was Shazam, and he wanted to test if he had a pure heart. And the seven deadly sins talked to the boy, and he took the he tried to take the orb, which makes him evil, I think. Right, Dad?
The orb is what holds the seven deadly sins. So when he chose to go after the orb that holds the seven deadly sins,
he got teleported back into the car with his family, and then he tried to hit the radio so he could go back. Then he caused his family to spin out.
And crash their car.
And then a truck came out of nowhere and hit right into him and almost killed their father.
Yeah, paralyzed their father. So, that's a super dark start for the movie, but it gets a lot more lighthearted. Allie hadn't seen it, so I'd love to hear her thoughts on it.
On one?
Yes.
I like the values, the family values of it, and I thought the last fight scene was really cool when all the siblings got to use their powers and fight together.
And Shazam is, to me, what it would look like if you did give all those amazing powers to a child. Like, he uses it to buy alcohol. He uses it to go into a strip club. Because he went from being 15 years old to having the body of literally the Greek gods. I mean, in Shazam 2, they showed us what Shazam stands for. The S is strength of the wisdom of Solomon. The H is the strength of Hercules.
The lightning of Zeus.
So he's based on Greek mythology, and it's even more prevalent in the second one, I would say, because in the second one, the main villains are the daughters of Athena. So let's jump into the second one. Go ahead, you got something to say? Okay, I have a question about Shazam overall, not the movie in general. Why isn't Shazam a bigger hero? Why do you think?
Because if he was already big, then the powers would have to make him smaller, and then they wouldn't understand why he was shows.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. I think I worded my question poorly. Why isn't he more famous? Why isn't Shazam more people's favorite superhero? Like, he has really cool powers, right? He can shoot lightning, he can fly, he has super strength. Like, honestly, he's built to be a better Superman because he can do most of the same things as Superman, but instead of a laser eye, he gets to shoot lightning. Let Marcus go, and then you can go, Rem.
Because he has the mind of a kid.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
He's so goofy.
What do you think, Rem?
I also think it's because,
to the microphone. Nice and loud.
Wait, what was the question?
Why isn't Shazam more people's favorite superhero?
Because in the start, he wasn't that good of a superhero. Like, he wanted to save the world. He's actually, he like, when he was fighting the bad guy, he actually ran instead of being the upper man.
Okay, so he's just not that good as a hero right now to be people's favorite. That makes sense. Allie, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I agree with Marcus. Like, I think the goofiness of him, it's hard to, like, make him your favorite, you know?
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But on paper, he has everything you would want, right? Like,
yeah.
He's super strong. If there's a knock on Superman, to me, it's always been his lack of a projectile attack. He uses the heat vision, but shooting out of your eyes just isn't as cool as throwing lightning out of your hands. It's just not, or at least not to me. So for him to have all the same strengths and abilities as Superman for the most part, and a cooler projectile, I just feel like he should be a hero that more kids are like, oh, I want to be Shazam. But that's just my thought.
Well, I think he grew on me in the second movie. Like, watching them back to back, like, he was kind of annoying to me in the first movie, and then he got better.
And I just feel, I feel like he's, what I think that's probably what I would have did with superpowers at 16. I wouldn't have went to drink because alcohol is disgusting.
I would have.
I'm sure you would have, you lush. But other than that, like, using it to talk to hot girls, fly around. And it was, who's your favorite character, Marcus? Because
Freddy.
Why is Freddy your favorite character?
I just like his knowledge of superheroes.
So he's into superheroes. He's basically, in the first one, he's coaching Billy / Shazam through on how to be a hero, right? And in the second one, were you guys expecting all the siblings to still have their powers at the start of the second one?
Yeah.
Me neither. No. I wasn't expecting that. So Allie's the only one. Allie was expecting them to have it. Me, I thought that they were going to have lost it. So
when he broke the staff.
No, he broke the staff after he gave them the powers.
I know.
Well, I interpreted it as, like, he got the powers the same way, kind of, and he still had them.
And he shared them with his siblings. And the big theme of this movie, like Allie said, is family, right? It's, well, I guess
they were a different type of family, too.
But Shazam, the whole thing is about family. Like, he's been running from foster homes because he's trying to find his mother, right?
Like, his actual mother.
He's trying to find his actual mother.
Like, the one that he lost in the fair for the Christmas thing.
Yes.
She meant to leave him.
I know.
But he doesn't know that until later in the movie, and it's just, so now he's been running around, and now he has these superpowers, and in the second one, what's he keep saying to them? All or none?
Yeah, all or none.
What does he mean when he says all or none?
They all have to go fight crime, or none of them fight crime.
And it's because he's just clinging, he's holding on to the family so much, because he's finally found his family after, he's about to turn 18 in the movie, so after 18 years, he's finally found his family, and now he won't let go. He's overbearing. We all got to go do this, and they're like, damn, really? I was actually just going to hang out, chill, maybe eat some nachos today. So, go ahead.
Dad, do you know how he rounded up all the family? What he says? It's a nice day in Philadelphia.
And then, like,
they
all
have to go fight crime.
That's their call to action. Yeah. Like, oh, it's really cool because he's adopted, and there are people out there that are adopted and live in foster families. And just like it's cool to see a black superhero or a Hispanic superhero or female superheroes, I think that it's nice that we get representation for the kids that are growing up in the system.
They represented a lot of different.
Go ahead, say it. I know what you're thinking. Say it.
What?
I know what you're thinking. Represent?
Disabilities, women, different races.
What's the big one?
Oh, the one boy was gay.
The one boy was gay, and they all, this is a super cute scene to me. They're trying to save their parents, and they're like, we're superheroes, and he's like, I'm gay! And like, without missing a beat,
everybody's so cute.
Everybody's like, yeah, duh, we knew. And like, he's like, wait, you guys knew? And everybody looks at him like,
yeah, and they treated him no different.
And nothing changed.
Nothing was different.
And, like, I thought that that was empowering for that child. Was that Eugene?
That was Pedro.
Pedro. Okay, that's why you're good.
The chubby one.
Yes, the chubby one. You're right. Okay, let's start with Allie. Favorite part?
Ooh. I really liked in the fight scene when Shazam, or Billy, pulled the tail of the dragon. I just thought that was hilarious. I think I looked at Marcus and laughed so hard.
Go ahead, Remy. You got two?
Yeah.
Go ahead. To the microphone, not to Daddy.
When he was fighting the monsters, and when he jumped off the building and said Shazam.
So that was in the first one, and me and you were looking for that in the movie, actually. Can I go, Marcus, since I'm talking?
And yeah, then, you go.
So my favorite scene, you guys, if you're listening to the pod, you guys know how emotional I get about family in the movies. So mom, they're on the roof, and everybody has lost their powers except for Billy. And he's about to go fight one of the sisters of Athena, or daughters of Athena, rather.
Sisters.
It's Atlas. Mm-hmm. It's not Athena. It's Atlas. Daughters of Atlas.
But one of the daughters is on the human side.
Yeah. She changes teams. Anna. Yep. So he's about to go fight them, and everybody else has lost their powers, and the foster mother, who he's been calling by her name up until this point instead of mom, and she's not pushing it, but there's a scene that lets you know that she's hoping he'll get there. And she says, I want to see you one more time before you go fight. And she's like, but not like this. I want to see my Billy. And so he says Shazam, and he turns back into 17-year-old Billy Batson. And they have, like, this cute exchange. And, like, that scene warmed my heart. And he's been worried about getting kicked out of the home once he turns 18. And he's like, hey, when this is all done, I'll figure something out, and I'll be out before I'm 18. And she's like, this is family. You don't have to leave. You'll always have a home here. And I think that really empowered him to fight that last scene. Go ahead, Mark. What's your favorite?
It probably has to be where Billy puts his hand up against the glass, the final fight scene against the dome.
Mm-hmm.
And put his hand right next to Freddy's. And then he wins the fight. And they go searching for his body. And then they have to bury him. And right as he was fighting her, right before there, he says, Shazam. And then they find his real body.
And so, there's parts of this movie that are dark. Like, themes that are dark. Like, the movie's actually...
I don't think they ever let it get too dark, though. Like, they always add some sort of...
comic relief, right?
Like, when...
He had a dream about Wonder Woman?
Yeah, like, that's comic relief. He has a dream about Wonder Woman, and they're gonna date, and he's about to kiss her, and boom, the wizard shows up in his dream. And he's like, why is this guy showing up in my dreams?
But my other favorite part that I think was also not dark is when he put his hand next to
Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said was my favorite part.
And Freddy is... it's not disclosed what Freddy has, but we can guess it's like some sort of cerebral palsy. And so when he gets to be a superhero... he no longer needs to walk with the crutch, and he...
it's a whole new identity.
And he loved superheroes way before he got the powers. Remember, he had, like, Superman's bullet, and he's the one who had to teach...
It was Batman's bullet.
It was Batman's?
Yeah.
Okay, he had Batman's bullet. I thought it was Superman's. Because I thought it was crushed because it hit Superman, and he's impenetrable. They did use a batarang in the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's how they cut his head, because all the guys came out.
So this is the first time we've done a sequel, and as you guys can tell, we watched the first one, and I think they're just sort of bleeding together in our minds. It's almost, because since we watched them so close, it's almost like we watched a series instead of two standalone movies. So, like, we are jumping back and forth. Do you guys have any questions for me or thoughts you guys wanted to get out about the movie?
There are a lot of points in this movie where it could have ended right away. Like, Anna, she said she could rearrange the bully's guts, but she didn't do that to her sister when she was just sitting there killing her older sister. She didn't think, oh, this would be a good time to use one of my powers.
Well, I think, well, with the bullies, they don't have power, so there's nothing they could do. I think against her sister, like, while she might have had the element of the surprise, I do think it would have been a little bit tougher than you're giving it credit for. Because two people with powers are, it's more of a fair matchup than two high school bullies.
And that one sister was mad strong, her powers-wise.
Who?
The one with the black eyes.
The one that rode the dragon?
The dragon.
Her only power was to whisper in people's ears.
Yeah, and then
so she just has to stay far away.
I think the whispering so that she doesn't do the whole room at once. Mm. But I think, like, the projection of her voice, like, if I want you to do something only and I'm using her power, I would whisper directly to you. But I'd assume if she was louder and I spoke loudly using that power, I could get you, Allie, and Remy to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're forgetting about the best part, though.
I know, but why didn't she just do that when she was facing Shazam?
Well, I think it's tough to do it with other powered people. I think the more powerful you are, the harder it is to do it. Remember, she couldn't even get Freddy to tell his secrets, and Freddy was a regular human at that point. It's about your strength of will.
Yeah, like he said, you know what the funniest part? When he said, no one had the balls to read my mind.
He did say that.
That was funny.
All right, what is your favorite part? Are you going to...
I know of the best part.
I want to change my favorite part.
The unicorn part.
I was going to say, that part was super cool.
That was the part
we've
been forgetting about.
That part was super cool.
Taste the rainbow.
With the younger sister.
Oh, I hate that part because he says, taste the rainbow, you mother...
Yeah, she did say that and they bleeped her out.
But I felt like it was so cute. She wasn't afraid of them. She just kind of fed it.
And unicorns had a... There was some great foreshadowing earlier in the movie. Do we know what foreshadowing is?
No. Yes.
What's foreshadowing, Mark?
You kind of hint at what's happening later in the movie from the Asian kid saying, unicorns aren't real.
Okay, that was one, but there was another part. So that's a one unicorn part. What was the other unicorn part? Do you remember? Do you? Go ahead, Ram.
Well, she was flying with them.
Exactly. So she made a makeshift battlefield where the unicorns were fighting somebody else.
When she put the Skittles in her sister's white pants.
When she put the Skittles in her sister's... So that's another piece of foreshadowing that, hey, Skittles are going to be important here. I wonder, did Skittles cut them
they
a check for that?
They did. They used the whole slogan.
Yeah, that's... That was a good piece of marketing. That was a good piece of marketing from you guys at Skittles.
I do not like... There's two parts that were super funny to me. Where the one kid built, Freddy says no one has the balls to. And then the other one was, taste the rainbow, you mother.
When she's riding the unicorn and they hit something, she's like, taste the rainbow, you mother bleep.
I know.
All right, go ahead, Marky.
My favorite part, every part with Freddy.
Freddy
was
really
super
cool.
Funny.
And then the emotional part was when he put his hand up next to Freddy's. That's the one that made me cry and the one where he died.
So you cried during the movie, yes?
Yes.
What about you, Mark?
Yes.
What part made you cry?
The same one that Remy just said. But the part that made me laugh probably the most was when Shazam was meeting up with the oldest sister and said, I've watched all the Fast and the Furious movies, something you haven't done. And what they taught me was family. And then his family was supposed to come down, but they forgot. And then they came down.
Oh. And then he was that's like, guys, they we rehearsed this.
And then they took Pedro's power.
Mm-hmm. So, would you see this movie? Would you recommend that people go see yes. this?
Yes, 100%. I loved it.
Remington?
Yes, but I'll definitely get out as soon as they say the ballpark. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the time that you get out because they about to say mad no-no stuff.
Mad no-no stuff is wild.
Mad no-no stuff.
What about you, Allie? Would you see it?
Yes.
Would you recommend seeing it?
Yeah, you have to watch the first one, though, so you can get it.
I would definitely recommend going to see Shazam. It was good. Like, it was just a good, lighthearted movie.
Allie, it's my new favorite movie, 100%.
What's your funny about?
Probably when she was riding the unicorn. Like, yeah, I think I looked over and I laughed because I knew you were going to be dying at that.
Well, she would have said, taste the rainbow, you mother whipper. Oh,
you are fascinated by that part. That one got it done for you?
Oh, yes.
We're going to hear about this all day.
Well, all right, I think that's enough. And then till they said, no one has the balls to read my mind. All right, this is definitely the time that I went out this door.
Those two scenes were probably my favorite parts. They were the funniest.
All right, definitely. Length of the movie. Did anybody feel the movie was too long? Was it too short? Just the right length?
Just the right length, but there are so many times where they could have ended this movie so short.
But Mark, if that happens, then the movie's over. Like, Marcus was like finding like ways to end the movie 3 minutes into the movie. He was like, oh man, if he would have just zapped his head off then, we could have been done with this.
Really?
Remy, what about you?
It was just white.
Allie?
This one was perfect. The first one, too long.
You thought the first one was too long? The
first one was too long. Second one, perfect.
I mean, what was the option then?
Was it too long, was it just right, or was it too short?
I don't think it's any of those. It was too tussy, too bally.
Too cursy, too bally. Okay, what is the next movie we are going to try and see?
I really want to see Super Pets with, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart.
Well, we can watch that one because that one's on HBO. What about you, Rem?
Is the Power Ranger movie going to be in the movie theaters?
So you're talking about the new Power Rangers show. That's going to go directly to Netflix, I want to say April 21st.
Oh.
But we can watch that and we can still review it, but that won't be a movie. Man, I thought that you guys were going to have a consensus on this.
I know which one I want to see.
What is
it? The Mario one, are we kidding?
Yeah.
I really want to see Mario.
I thought the answer was going to be. I can't believe it took us our third person to get there. Yeah, it's Mario. I thought that's what you guys were going to say automatically.
You know I was going to say the Power Ranger one.
Well, I do know that you are going to be interested in that. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
I've been asking to watch the Super Pets for so long.
So, yeah, we will do Super Pets next Dudes Weekend. You are absolutely right.
So, we are in the new Power Ranger movie, found a new body. So, now she's kind of indestructible unless she finds a weakness. But the main character in it, in Shazam, was definitely Billy Batson.
Wait, you were just doing so good talking about Power Rangers. You don't have to switch back. Keep explaining the new Power Rangers. I was just about to tell you you were talking that shit.
So, in the new Power Ranger movie, Blue Ranger and Black Ranger fly to fight her, but she found a new body, so it was harder for them to hit her because she found a way to unlock the new powers in the body.
So, what Remy's saying is that... That makes sound, and you picks up on the mic. In the background for the new Power Rangers is Rita is back, and it looks like she found some sort of robotic body. And it's not a reboot. It is the original Power Rangers, and they're old, right?
Yeah.
So the original Black Ranger's there, the original Blue Ranger's there, and they've aged, and now it's like, oh, crap, we have to go back to fighting crime.
Didn't one of the Power Rangers die recently?
So Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger, White Ranger.
Red Ranger.
He was the Red Ranger at a point. He's been the Black Dino Charge Ranger. He's the greatest Power Ranger of all time.
Rest in peace.
It's not disputable. Rest in peace. He did recently commit suicide. Do you know what suicide is?
Kill?
Suicide is when you kill yourself, yes.
Why would he do that?
Because
he was probably aging out, so he knew he was going to have to die soon, and he didn't want to face those moments, so he probably just did it. So he didn't have to face those moments.
Some people go through a lot within their own mind, and it affects people differently.
So we're clear. We're talking about the person who played the Power Ranger. Like, not Tommy the Ranger, but the actual real-life person.
I don't know anything about him then.
No, it just sounded like he might have been thinking that we're talking about the Ranger and not the person.
I have one question about it. I think you guys want to, I don't know it. I really want to know. I really want to know if the Red Ranger died. That would make me so sad.
No, I don't know what's going on with the Red Ranger in this series, but in a few weeks, we will all find out together.
And the main goal about this movie is to see if you guys will like it. This is the same with Over the Pods, because we know you guys might want to see it, because we're talking so much about pods, and we just want to show love and support, and to for you guys to see what we're talking about.
And I really want you guys to hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And if you see this, share this.
Yes, please. Because the other people, like the people are homeless, don't like have the same love as you, so they don't understand.
All right, does anybody else have any other thoughts? Allie, do you have any final words?
No, I'm good.
Marcus?
No, I'm good, bro.
All right, so look out for us to give you a Super Mario review.
Super Pets.
Super Pets.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. And this was Shazam. This has been the Shaw's Law Podcast. And like that,
peace.
We out.
Show off to other people.